This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. If I seem like I'm a little out of sorts this evening, that's because my chair has failed, and now I'm like a child sitting at the big person's table. Everything's up in my chest. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I can adjust the mic, and I can get the mic down as low as I need to, but I have never sat at a desk this, and I'm wondering how far down I can go in this seat. Maybe I can adjust it without making too much noise. Third hour tonight, we're going to be joined by Dr. John Adeen from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, and we're going to talk about this Docs versus Glocks thing that has now been struck down so that the doctors in Florida can ask people about guns when they're in there having their knees looked at. That's coming up hour number three. The Democrat Party, their media lapdogs, and the Social Justice Incorporated are all outraged because the uppity normals are again presuming to rule ourselves. And their agony is delightful. But less delightful is how, in the process of trying to claw their way back into power, they're incinerating the norms and rules that preserve our political order. All that stuff that Hillary was babbling about honoring the legitimacy of elections? Yeah. No. There's an invisible asterisk only liberals can see that explains that the norms and the rules are void when the left loses. So where does this crisis end that we're in right now? We know where the leftists want it to end, with us silenced and subservient forever, toiling to pay the taxes for them to redistribute to their clients as they pick at, poke at, and torment us. You look at the things Trump stands for, and all of them are about lifting the yoke off of us, cutting taxes, slashing regulations, guaranteeing the Second Amendment, protecting our religious liberty, and safeguarding us from terrorists and illegals. But everything that left wants, everything Hillary ran on, is about clamping the yoke ever tighter around our necks, raising taxes, issuing more regulations, disarming us, limiting our religious freedom, and putting us at risk from terrorists and alien criminals. The whole leftist platform is about putting us down and keeping us down. Think what they will do if they do take power again. They're not going to risk us ever being able to repeat November's rejection. California's decline lays out their tyrannical roadmap. When the Democrats took power there, they reformed the election laws to lock in their party, co-opted the nonpartisan redistricting process, and changed the ballot initiative system to make sure that people there will never see another unapproved proposition. They ensured that there's no way to stop illegal aliens from voting because they want illegal aliens voting. But even that's not enough. The state government chose to allow its unofficial cat's paws to intimidate and beat dissenters at UC Berkeley. California's governing class wants the thugs to prevail. It has a lesson to its opponents. You know, a lot of people have written stuff about that kind of thing, and it used to be fiction. Now it's coming true. Do you think that pantsuit or whatever aspiring Hugo Chavez they offer up next is going to protect us from the violent leftist thugs or encourage them? Remember how Obama weaponized agencies like the IRS against conservatives? Multiply that by 1,000. Think about the hate speech rules used to silence conservatives on campus. Imagine them as federal law. And that's coming, just like it is in Europe. It's now a crime in France to speak out against abortion. Do you imagine that the leftists don't dream of doing that? Now, once they're back in power, they will ensure we will never be able to challenge their rule. One man or woman or other, one vote, one more time, then never again. How are they going to do that? Well, there's a massive resistance campaign against everything Donald Trump has done, and a lot he hasn't done is one way. The media's leftist advocacy and tsunami of fake news is another. The press is now just one more potters and political player campaigning to restore the establishment to power. Those same liars who fantasize about Trump silencing critics will cheer as the next Democrat commandante does it for real. Remember how they said nothing when Democrats voted to repeal the First Amendment so Congress can control speech during elections? And they think they're winning. Sally Cohn, a CNN commentator, perfectly personifies the left's combination of utter cluelessness and utter certainty of their own moral superiority. Drawing from her bottomless well of stupidity, she recently became infamous for wishcasting about what happens straightforward from here. Her scenario starts with step one, impeach Trump and Pence, and ends with step six, President Hillary. However, thanks to the constitutional process, she created herself by blending ignorance, fascism, and waiting. But she overlooked step 2.5, where several dozen million Americans defend the Constitution by taking out a black rifle and saying, oh, hell no. I assume the Patriots, determined to protect the Union, would be confronted for a short and awkward time by a pro-coup hipster army, locked and loaded with vinyl LPs and participation trophies and unearned self-regard. There's no reason not to believe that for these seditious Democrats. The second time will be the charm. But this amusing idiocy highlights a much more frightening possibility. Dennis Prager has written that America is locked in a second civil war already, albeit a cold one. And in light of the absolute rejection by the left of any legitimacy of the grievances, the interests, or the right to participate in governing this country by the tens of millions of red Americans, it's reasonable to wonder how this can end peacefully. You can read it in social media. You hear it whispered. Are these wounds to the political body so bad they cannot be healed? So, somebody did a poll on Twitter the other day trying to find out the chances of serious violence in the next 4 years. 6,159 people responded. Stop being a nut got 10%. We'll wise up and find a way out of this crisis got 13%. 50-50 leftists may try violence got a stunning 41%, while it's coming gear up got a terrifying 36%. So 77% of the respondents fear serious violence during Trump's first term. And that's scary, especially since political warfare is not unprecedented in history. The reality now is that there is this potential now for this to get out of control, especially considering the likelihood that the leftist violence would be met in kind. And that 77 indicates that the red side is, as the left loves to say, woke to the threat. So we're on a powder keg now. We're on a powder keg now. When we get back, I, being one of the 36%, am going to show you what I put together today for that. Just for that, I'll be doing other things with that, but that's later on today. Third hour today, we're going to be joined by Dr. John Adine from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. He's right there in the chat room. We're going to talk about the Docs versus Glocks stupidity happening out of Florida. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. I don't know what's going on with my chair. Seems like it's holding now. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, protecting you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My chair is going to be the death of me. Now I got to move things around again. Got a package in the mail today from Lucid. Here is the... Let me get next to the mic and I can try to show it in the camera. For those that are watching at home, here is the Lucid L7 1-6 optic mounted on top of the Primary Weapon Systems MK-116 Mod 2 with the Lucid Weapons weapon light that comes in at 300 lumens and has a nice little pressure switch. So when the pro-hipster army starts making their movements, well, I'll be waiting. I am concerned. I'm very concerned about some of this stuff. I am. But let's move on, shall we? Now, lately, the flavor of the month has been Milo Yiannopoulos. I don't know him. Never met him. I wouldn't mind meeting him. He has just resigned from Breitbart News. He's primarily a provocateur. I don't know if Andrew Breitbart ever met him. I heard Yiannopoulos was speaking at CPAC, and I wasn't that surprised by it all. I was a little surprised that they had selected him as a keynote speaker. See, CPAC, this is a bad time for CPAC. Because everybody's happy right now. Nobody's in a fight mode. Although we should all be in a very high alert set of fight modes. In an off year like this, normally they have a problem attracting big names. And this year's event was scheduled during a congressional recess, so even fewer members of Congress are planning on attending. So that left some really large holes in the agenda for the three-day conference. But that's just simple math. There was not going to be a lot of stars there. Now, CPAC has disputed that Yiannopoulos was going to be the keynote speaker, but all the stories announcing his participation announced that he was, and there was no pushback from the organization to those stories. So whatever his role was going to be, he did not deserve to be the keynote speaker. See, it's a conservative conference, and Yiannopoulos himself says he's not a conservative. He's more of a libertarian, and which is a meaningless label now thanks to a rudderless libertarian movement. Now, I like it because he seems to be somebody who likes to push the leftist button. I'm all for that. But there's more to politics, more to actually putting something together than just, you know, making people mad. Anyone can make people mad. But there's a skill that comes in when you do it for a reason. To expose hypocrisy or advance a larger agenda. Now, Andrew Breitbart was probably the best at getting a reaction from the leftists and exposing their hypocrisy. And he didn't do it by simply saying things he knew would set them off. He liked to set traps for them. And then he would wait for them to walk into them. Like the Acorn videos. That's a very good example of that. They did a very slow walking release of each one of those videos. And they did it masterfully. They had a plan. And they executed that plan to maximum effect. Now, Breitbart knew as soon as one was released that the left would declare it an anomaly, an isolated incident, and the Democrats and the media would follow suit. And then another video appear, and the pattern would repeat. Then he knew that the left would hang themselves if he dripped them out one at a time. They'd have to eventually condemn Acorn, but they'd be exposed as frauds, willing to excuse the inexcusable if they can get away with it for a few weeks. And that's exactly what happened. See, Andrew Breitbart had a method to his madness. I don't know if we can say that for Yiannopoulos. Aside from being British and part Jewish and a gay man who loves black men, I don't know who Milo is. I have no idea what he wants to accomplish beyond getting more people angry, making money, and selling more books, which he has lost that book deal now. Anyone can make people angry, but that anger should be a means, right? Should not be the final product. CPAC should have known this. They have this new thing that has come out. It is splendiferous. It's called the interwebs, I think, or something like that. A simple interwebs search would have told them that. But they couldn't be bothered with that. CPAC's leadership came off as a square old guy at the club who wants to appear cool, so he speaks in hashtags to impress the young people. I saw an example of this the other day. There was a minister somewhere, and there was a shirt with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire, you know, like Negan uses in The Walking Dead. And it said, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And the pastor, not knowing about The Walking Dead, thought this was the limerick that we used to say that some people had some very bad words in it. And he decried that as racist, and they had to pull the shirt. I would have jerked that old man around in a knot until he understood that this is the 21st century and what was that way. That's on you. This is on us. Don't be square. CPAC has a brand to protect, and its mission is supposed to do just that. Instead, they opted for what they saw as easy pickings, a way to glom onto someone else's popularity without understanding why he was popular. Beware the flavor of the month, okay? The flavor of the month is, it's like a, you know, it's a comet. It's burning, but sooner or later it's going to burn out. And as we saw with Mr. Yiannopoulos, him being dropped is as much a failure of CPAC as it is of him. So we're still horrible at messaging, but we got to work on it. We have got to work on it. We will be right back.
If there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money, this is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Activists like to portray illegal immigration as solely as a human story of the desperately poor from south of the border fleeing misery to start new productive lives in the U.S. despite exploitation in America's nativist immigration laws. But the truth is always more complex and can reveal self-interested as well as idealistic parties. Employers have long sought to undercut the wages of an American underclass by preference for cheaper imported labor. The upper middle classes have developed aristocratic ideas of hiring inexpensive help to relieve them of domestic chores. The Mexican government keeps taxes low on its elite in part by exporting rather than helping its own poor. It causes little worry that some $25 billion in remittances sent from Mexican citizens working in America puts hardship on those expatriates who are often subsidized by generous U.S. social services. Mexico City rarely welcomes a heartfelt discussion about why its citizens flee Mexican exploitation and apparently have no wish to return home. Nor does Mexico City publicize its own stern approaches to immigration enforcement along its southern border, or its ethnocentric approach to all immigration, not wanting to impair the equilibrium of national demographics that is institutionalized in Mexico's constitution. The Democrats are also invested in illegal immigration, worried that its current agendas cannot win in the Electoral College without new constituents who appreciate leftist support for open borders and generous social services. In contrast, the classically left meritocratic and ethnically diverse immigration might result in a, you know, politically unpredictable set of immigrants. La Raza groups take it for granted the influxes of undocumented immigrants fuel the numbers of unassimilated supporters. Measured and lawful immigration, along with rapid assimilation, melt away the ethnic-based constituencies. Immigration activists often fault the U.S. as historically racist and colonialist while insisting that millions of foreigners have an innate right to enter illegally and reside in such a supposedly dreadful place. Undocumented immigrants themselves are not unaware that that their own illegal entry in self-interested fashion crowds out legal immigrants who often wait years to enter the U.S. Increased demands on social services often affect Mexican-American communities the most grievously, a fact that explains why sizable numbers of Latinos support border enforcement. What does all of this complexity mean for the Trump administration's plans to return to the enforcement of existing immigration statutes? There's one red line to Trump immigration policies that otherwise are widely supported. Most Americans want the border enforced, and depending on how the question is worded, most voters likewise favor the completion of a wall on the southern border and an end to all illegal immigration. There is little public support for sanctuary cities. They're seen as a form of neo-Confederate nullification, insurrectionary and unsustainable in a republic of laws. Where the controversy arises is over the more difficult question of the fate of at least 11 million foreign nationals currently residing illegally in the U.S. I don't know how they know the number. I'm not sure they do either. Most Americans agree that if such immigrants are able-bodied but have no work history and are on public support, having just arrived hoping for amnesty or have committed crimes in the U.S., they should be deported to their countries of origin. Nearly 1 million such people are already facing pre-Trump government removal orders. Yet, for those undocumented immigrants who are working crime-free and have established residence, the Trump administration will learn that the public supports some sort of accommodation that might lead to a fine followed by the opportunity to apply for a green card. Given those realities, the next immigration fault line will hinge on the definition of a crime. Because right now, we're already looking at them committing a crime.
Yes.
So, what's the next definition of a crime? For most Americans, identity theft, falsification of government affidavits, or trafficking in fraudulent Social Security numbers are the sort of violations that would either end their own careers and unwind the very cohesiveness of government. Rural or inner-city poor American citizens would go to jail for identity theft or lying on state and federal documents. Yet, immigration activists sometimes seek to downplay those sorts of crimes as simply inherent in the desperate plight of the immigrant. Now, in sum, after the borders close, and as long as the Trump administration does not summarily deport employed, crime-free, undocumented immigrants who've lived here for years, its reform agenda will quickly win the debate and at least return immigration to a legal enterprise. In turn, Trump opponents will discover that while a small percentage of the undocumented have committed violent crimes, a far larger percentage than is commonly reported may have committed identity theft or falsified government documents. Trying to argue to Americans that these are neither real crimes nor deportable offenses will prove no more of a winning message to Trump's critics than would deporting productive, and law-abiding residents who entered the U.S. illegally win support for Trump himself. So it's going to come down to semantics, really. We'll see where it goes. And it's going to happen. I mean, Trump is going to pursue this, and it's going to be successful. It's a growth industry. Really, it is. I mean, it is truly a growth industry. Getting out there, however, this is where the problem is. If I go out there and I falsify a document, like a 4473, that's a federal offense. That's falsification of a document. That's what you fill out to buy a gun. There's going to be a ramification for it with me. And it's prosecutable. If these people want to be here, the first thing they need to do is step forward and be identified and counted. That's my thing. The second thing we need to do is we need to take a very close look at them. Okay? A very close look at them, because there's a right way to immigrate and there's a wrong way to immigrate, and the wrong way should not be given a pass. It's a very simple calculus here. But the first thing they have to do in order for anything to happen is they're going to have to step forward. And if they're not going to step forward, when they get caught, they are out of here. We have a little door through the wall. We push them through the wall. Let's not forget that a long time ago, back in the days when Dwight Eisenhower was the president, double-breasted suits were still cool and zoot, he did something called Operation Wetback 1, 2, and 3, where they would capture and round up illegal immigrants and put them on a ship and take them down.
To being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I think America thought when they elected a trash-talking billionaire reality TV star that the United States would finally be enough to convey the message to the both political parties that they hate both political parties. And if anything, they hate Republicans more. But the uni party can't learn. The bureaucracy, the judiciary, and congressional Republicans are all openly working for the resistance. It's Trump against the world. Now, in Congress, the hate for Trump is personal. Not only did he throw a grenade into politicians' little do-nothing club, but his very existence destroys their self-conception as people with a set of skills. While Trump was making billions of dollars building skyscrapers and developing golf courses and starring on a hit reality TV show, members of Congress were slowly working their way up the political ladder and turning at think tanks and congressional offices, taking some small government job, then running for the House or Senate and hopefully marrying a woman with a large inheritance. A stunning number of senators and congressmen are supported by rich wives. Senators John McCain, Mitch McConnell, Richard Blumenthal, John Kerry, Ron Wyden, and Reps Michael McCaul, Scott Peters, and Paul Ryan, to name a few. Is there any other profession with as high a percentage of men sponging off their wives' inheritances? Then a self-made billionaire came along, violated all the rules they lived by, and swept aside more than a dozen experienced politicians just like themselves. Oh, goodness. Not only did Trump make his own money, but he beat them at the one thing they thought they knew how to do. How else to explain Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's sneering dismissal of Trump's request for an investigation into voter fraud followed 1 week later by McConnell's assurance that the Senate would investigate former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's phone call to the Russian ambassador? These useless Republicans allowed a Senate seat to be stolen from under their noses in Minnesota in 2008, giving Obama the vote he needed to pass Obamacare and destroy our health care. Don't investigate that. Why bother with the very foundation of democracy? How will these nitwit politicians win praise from the Washington Post without devoting all of their energy to some current leftist fetish like Russia? At least when they fixate on Russia, they have a clear subversive mission. Congressional Republicans are simply idiots. The only thing they know is imitate Reagan from 30 years ago. It would make more sense for Republicans to demand that all air traffic controllers be fired for no reason than it is for them to keep treating Putin like it's 1950 and he's Stalin. We know Putin isn't Stalin because Democrats aren't affectionately calling him Uncle Joe and spying for him. So, if senators have time for hearings on Flynn's discussions with the Russian ambassador, could they possibly squeeze in an afternoon to repeal Obamacare? How about the campaign pledge that rocketed Trump to the White House? According to the Washington Post, at the GOP retreat last month, when Trump talked about using tax policy to help pay for the wall, Republicans expressed confusion about what exactly he meant. I have to ask, are they mental? And by they, I mean all Republicans in Congress, except for Tom Cotton and about a half a dozen others. If Republicans had an ounce of self-respect right after repealing Obamacare and writing a bill taxing remittances to make Mexico pay for the wall, they'd be impeaching the ridiculous Judge James Robart. Even lawyers who oppose Trump's travel ban agree that Robart made a complete idiot out of himself when he blocked the executive order. The resistance claims to be terrified that Trump will not be constrained by our Constitution. But they're the ones that are perfectly willing to disregard the Constitution simply to stop Trump. At least since the Chinese exclusion case of 1889, the Supreme Court has made blindingly clear that the power of exclusion of foreigners belongs to the political branches of government, Congress and the President, not to the judiciary. The President's authority to exclude aliens in the public interest has been reaffirmed in dozens of cases since then. Among them, Hirosides versus Shaughnessy, Shaughnessy versus Mazie, Matthews versus Diaz, United States versus Valenzuela Bernal, INS versus Aguirre. Lots and lots. There are lots of constitutional questions that reasonable people can disagree with. Whether the president can exclude foreigners from seven terrorist-prone countries is not one of them. But congressional Republicans are happy to ignore the Constitution, ignore the balance of powers, ignore written law, even to relinquish their own constitutional authority and let the courts run our foreign policy just to be part of the establishment's Stop Trump movement. Instead of neurotically fixating on Russia, in some fantasy camp imitation of Reagan, circa 1982. I'd really like to see some of these worthless fools on the Republican side imitate Trump, circa 2017. You know, in 1984, when I deployed to Europe, it wasn't Russia, it was the Soviet Union. The USSR. At the time, the thought was that the ground war on the European landmass would be epic. A tank fight to the last. Hoping against hope not to introduce field-grade nuclear weapons into the regional theaters. We worked with something called the Airland Battle Doctrine. And in that time, it was real. It was something that had to be constrained. Putin is not that way. I don't have a love fest with Putin, but I mean, there's so many parts of the former USSR that are parts of NATO now. We are forward deployed if we have to go deal with him. We do not need too much more to be able to handle that. Fixating on Russia is when we have ISIS, when we have North Korea, when we have Iran, and we're fixating on Russia. Russia would like to sort of get along with us. To a degree. Everybody needs to get along with us simply because of our markets. Simply because of our economy. Russia is one of those that probably would, given a chance. Getting out there, and you know what, if they're tweaking us militarily, that's probably because they can. Because Obama drew it down. He drew it down. And now it's got to be built back up. So... when I sit back and I look at these guys that are trying to stop Trump, it's not about semantics, and it's not about decorum, and it's not about saying things. Saying things hurt nobody. It is completely about what you're going to get done. For a change, Republicans in Congress, please, God, do something. Write a bill, advance it, push it. If it fails, fine. Go write another one, advance it, push it. Don't stop. Stop doing interviews. Stop having nice suits and being on TV. And stop trying to make nice with the media because they hate you. They think you're weak. Like me, I think you're weak. And do something. Earn that money. You keep getting voted in by your constituents for some reason or another. I can't quite figure it out. It's almost like there's no consequence to you not being good at anything. Try that. Stop imitating. Stop doing an imitation of something you think works and imitate something that is proven to work. That beat everything that you had this last time out. 17 of them, 16 of them, whatever it was. Try that on for size. Hour number two is coming up. Time for the blood pressure.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.